This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Broadcasting semi-live with another podcast broadcast. We're in the Mobile Motivation Studio, and I want to ask you a question today. Do you believe in the law of attraction? Did you see The Secret? That was about 15 years ago. And you said, that's how it's going to work. I can do that. I can manifest anything. You can. It's easier than you think. And most people miss the simplicity of it. So we'll just focus in on that today and tell you how to get it to work for you, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day as we are broadcasting semi-live podcast. So it's live now. It's not live when you get it. From the motor coach here in Port Orange, Florida, as we head north and begin to head out of the state of Florida on my adventures here. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you. By the way, thank you. I appreciate your patience this week as I go through a little bit of transition time. Anytime you sell a house, and certainly a house at the barn, and 12 acres and the whole thing, it's quite the process. And then when you move into a motorhome with two dogs and a cat and a wife and everything else, it's a challenge here as well. So I appreciate your patience as we settle things down and get things happening. You know, but one thing that I do want to say, if you and I ever get a chance to work together, if you ever contact me and we have a conversation, maybe we'll have a conversation at a coffee shop someday. And I've done this a lot and I've coached a lot of people. And so I kind of understand the roadmap here to get things to happen. And I see when it doesn't work. But if we sit down and talk, the very first thing I'm going to ask you is, well, what do you want your life to be? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? I'm going to figure out all that stuff. And you may or may not know. We might have to work on that first, but you're probably going to have a good idea. Something's going to be inside your heart and soul. It's going to tell you what you want to do. And my job, in many cases, is to pull that out. So here's what happens. Once I pull that out, then I'm going to hold you to it. And not in a bad way. You can change your mind if you want to. But I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to come back around. And if you ever change, if you ever say something different, I'm going to say, so what happened to that thing you told me that day? Something had changed? No, I guess I forgot about it. Oh, okay. So you still want to do it. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go after it. I'm going to hold you to that because that's number one in my world. And I think it should be number one in your world. You decide how you want your life to be and how you want to roll through it. Secondly, I don't compromise. I'm not the starving artist. I want to make a good living. I want to have great investments. I want to be prosperous. I want to have a nice house. I want to have toys. I just like you, we all want to do that. Don't need to be a 10 dillion. I don't need to be the Elon Musk. I don't need to be that. But I want to make sure that I'm set and my family's set forever. So I have this unending standard that you can have whatever life you want to create. You're going to have to work hard at it. It's going to be difficult to do. But at the same time, you should demand any salary or any wage or any investment income that you want. You should say, this is the bar I set. I'm taking both. So when we get together, I'm holding you both. Well, you can have that life, but you can't make your $1 million. Huh. What do we have to do to get there? So what I'm doing this summer is exactly that. I'm continuing to design the life that I want to have and making gosh darn sure that I can continue to make the living that I want to make. So come along for the ride. I'll show you how to do that. As we get to a law of attraction today, let me give you some insight about where I am right now. When you're recording a podcast in a motorhome in Florida, you have really one enemy, and that enemy is the heat and the sun. And air conditioning is the enemy of audio. So I have to get this done in one take so I can turn the air conditioning back on because it's starting to get a little bit warm in here, but that's okay. So let's talk about the law of attraction because this is something that a lot of people talk about. And when I get folks on the phone that are working through this process, many times it's a very kind of simplistic approach, but simplistic in the sense that they just kind of believe it will happen. And it doesn't that way. They just say, hey, it's a law of attraction. I believe it. I wish it. Here it's going to go. And they wonder why it doesn't go their way. Why all the dreams you have don't manifest, if you will, into you actually having those things in your life. Some do automatically. So I actually, a long time ago, kind of renamed the law of attraction. I just recognized it for exactly what it was. I began to call it the law of you get what you think about most. And you've heard that before. People say, hey, you know, thoughts are things, you know, They become real if you think about them. So be very careful what enters your mind. But there are steps that you have to go through to turn those thoughts into something real. I'll often, a little advice here for you, oftentimes when people want to write, I say, I want you to write, I want you to journal, I want you to get that stuff that's inside your head out. And they go, well, how do I do that? I said, well, you have a choice. You know that. You can write on your computer, which is what most people do. Some people just write on their iPhone. Well, that's okay, but that's not real. That's digital. That's zeros and ones. My suggestion always is get out a pen and paper. Go old school and leave a space between the lines when you do that. Why? Because when you take your thought, and you're in the law of attraction land, right? You've created a thought into something real. You made it very tangible. You put it on a page. It's real now. It's not hidden off on a computer someplace. Love doing that. So what you think about is what you're going to become. There's no doubt about that. But we also have to go and understand that like attracts like. So that's why when you think about things, you're going to, if you think about certain kinds of people and you act in a certain way, you're going to meet those kind of people. You have to be who you want to be to meet the people that you're going to hang out with. So it's your mindset that's everything, and that mindset begins to change how you act. Now, that's a big part of what I focus on when people want to get things. If you think, I won't get it because I never do, you are correct. If you think, I work so hard and I can't get things, I never do, you're correct. If you think, hey, I'm a hard worker, it's going to come my way just a matter of time, you're correct. It's going to happen. So we want to not only make sure our thoughts are very clear and very positive and move us in a direction, so we're going to get what we want by doing that, and also make sure we're acting the way we need to act in accordance with who we want to be, and we're hanging out with the people that are going to support us along the way. You just have to remember, whatever you think about is what you're going to get. So dreaming of something new while focusing on a current problem is a sure way to spin your wheels. This is highlighted. This is what I call a big statement. It's highlighted on my notes here. I see this all the time. Let me give you a scenario here. When I'm talking with you on Zoom or something like that, I hear your dreams. We've talked about, what do you want? Think about it right now. What do you want? What do you want to go after? Think about it for a second. What's important to you? What do you want to create in your life? But also, are you thinking about all the things that are in the way? How am I going to make this happen? How am I going to pay for it? What's going to do? Be careful how you think about those thoughts, because those thoughts simply become an impediment to what you want to get, because you're now focused on the thoughts. As I said in the early part of the program, that's what you're going to get, more of that stuff. We just went through a major deal, selling a house in a crazy market, a big property. We had to do a lot with that thing. I never thought about how hard it was going to be. Never thought about how am I going to keep it maintained while we do this? It's a big, big place to maintain. Never. All I thought about was, this is the lifestyle I want, and this is the kind of money I want to make on the house. Therefore, we shall just design all the steps we take to go after that. This is what I want to create. What are the steps to create that? Not worrying about anything else. You get what you think about. So the secret to keeping the law of attraction is very simple, is to focus your attention and actions on what you want to attract. It's going to take a dedicated effort, because society and everything you've done in your life is going to pull you down a little bit. Vision boards, list of goals, daily journaling, all that stuff is good to help you stay on track. But it's very simple. So here are the three steps. Once you're very specific in what you're doing to making the law of attraction work, it's magical, it's straightforward, it's very, very simple. And if you can do this and just this, things will change very, very quickly for you. Ready? Law of attraction made simple. Decide what you want. Be specific. If you're a walking generality, you're going to get more of that. You got to know exactly where you're heading. And that, in many cases, is the hardest part. Number two, believe it is possible to get what you want and desire. Believe that you can actually bring it into your life. You got to believe it. And next, focus on your future. Get into action mode and go after it. Decide specifically exactly what you want. Believe you can do it. If you don't have the inner belief that it's going to be there, it won't. And finally, you can't sit on your butt and wait for it to come to you. That's called luck. You got to go into action mode. You have to focus on those actions that are going to solve the issue and get you where you want to go. Not even solve the issue, but get you where you want to go. If you do that, life changes in a big way very quickly. How fast will it change? Will it happen overnight? Yes, some of it does. Some of it does. Law of gestation kicks in. Some things take time. Good example is you want something, but somebody has to return your phone call and they're out of town for 3 months. It's going to take you 3 months to get that return phone call, okay? So don't get upset about that. Decide what you want. believe it's possible, start taking the actions to get you there. Don't stop till you do. That's how it works. Tomorrow, goal setting and drifting in the wind.